boys, they're up, giddy up, up, and they're down, giddy up, down. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightfully keen, magnificent ten in their flying machine.
The Imperial War Museum, located at Duxford, England, has sent a letter to the town of Nanton saying it would really like to acquire the Lancaster BX bomber, currently on display in Nanton, for its collection. However, the town doesn't own the plane. The Lancaster BX bomber actually has three owners, and two of them, Howard Armstrong and George White, are on the line now. Howard, first of all, how did you come into being the owner of a Lancaster?
Well, it was way back in... I believe it was 1960. Would you mind if I switch to George, because he really originated this?
Sure, go ahead, George.
Well, this, yes, as Howard said, it started back about 1960, and I became aware of the fact that these Lancasters were stationed out at the Vulcan Airport, and having an acquaintance in the Crown Assets, I went up to see how what if it would be possible to get one as a memento to the fellows that flew these during the war. And so it just proceeded from there. I spoke to my friend Fred Garrett and to Howard Armstrong, and we arranged to make a bid on one and start from there. And there it is.
Hmm.
We finally got a hold of a trucker to help us take it across country and set it up here.
Oh. Okay, Howard, back to you. The big question, are you going to give your Lancaster to the War Museum?
No, I don't think we could be persuaded. We get many offers from time to time. I suppose once every month or 2 months we get an offer. People wanting to buy this plane, and it would bring a lot of money, of course. We've had offers from California. Lately, I believe the last offer was from a man in Victoria. But we rated very highly. It was brought here as a tourist attraction and for the benefit of the town of Nanton, and it had become just that. And no, we'll hang on to it.
Did the letter say why the museum wanted your particular Lancaster?
Yes, it did. They have, by my count, on the list they gave us, about 90 planes, which are either owned by the Imperial Museum or on loan. And from the picture in the brochure they sent us, they're beautiful planes, and I think they've been completely brought back to first-class condition, you see. And they do not have a Lancaster, you know, and they would like to have one. Now, our information, whether it's right or wrong, is there are only six or seven of these Lancasters left in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going on that information. Nobody has disputed it.
George?
One of them is in Calgary.
Okay. George, what makes a Lancaster BX bomber different from a normal Lancaster?
I really can't answer that question. Now, Howie said that that they don't have a Lancaster in England. I believe they do have a Lancaster, a British-built Lancaster, but this one that we have is Canadian-built.
How is it weathering the years out there at Nanton?
Oh, well, it takes a little upkeep. There are interested parties around that do a little work on it that belong to the Air Force and aeroframe mechanics and so on.
Mm-hmm. Howard, did these people from the museum in England mention any money in the letter?
No. Quoting, it just said we would like to contact the ownership of the Lancaster as we wish to make contact in order to sound out the possibility of acquiring it. So there was no money mentioned, you see. Incidentally, Ray McMahon, credit must be given to him. He used to fly these things, and he took an interest in it, and he and his wife and his family went to work and was the cooperation of the town of Nanton. They did a tremendous job of bringing it back into good condition, and there were other helpers too, of course, and now it's fenced with chain link and maintained in good order. The fabric parts have been replaced with metal, and the glass parts that were broken been replaced with shiny aluminum. So it's an ongoing project now.
Where is it in Nanton?
Situated just as you come into town on the southbound highway, right beside the hub, and also right beside one of the famous Nanton water taps.
Mm-hmm. Is there any problems with your Lancaster regarding the clowns who like to destroy things?
There hasn't been anything, George, has there, on that lately? No,
at first there were vandals got into it because we didn't have it fenced, and they tore out the instruments and that kind of thing. Anything where they could sell them and make a little money, I guess. But lately, it's fine. No problem.
So I guess it stays in Nanton then?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
How do the people of Nanton feel about that? Do they like it being there?
The business people are quite enthusiastic about it around town, and just the average citizen, I think they're interested and like to see it there, but they don't have much comment on it.
Well, now they can continue seeing it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much both for being with us.
Okay. Thank you, Laurie.
Howard Armstrong and George White are part owners of a Lancaster BX bomber on display in Nanton.